You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles, Deuteronomy 4 Orchestra, will let you come around, and we'll dismiss you right now. Thank you for all that's playing up here in the back and down in the front. I appreciate you. Brother Josh Metacondo and his sister are going to play tonight. They won't play the offertory, Brother Caleb, but they'll play tonight, and they're such a blessing. Thank God for you, dear folks. I love our church. I love you people. And you're so faithful. Visitors, we're so delighted you're here today. Many are back. You know, the Apostle Paul said this of himself. He wrote 14 books in the New Testament. But he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." The Apostle Paul, who wrote 14 books, said, "I'm chiefest of the sinners." You know, the older I've become, I feel like I am. Do you want me to use this? My other phone. Oh, sorry. I get it, fellas. It's me. Sorry. Is it okay? The older I get, and I don't want you to feel like you have a bad pastor. But I feel like I can backslide so easy. Maybe you're the same way. I'm identifying with you today. The songwriter said, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it." An old preacher, a mighty man of God, a great man of God, he was dying years ago. He said, "I'm getting close to heaven now." And then just days before he died, he said, he did so much great for God, great things. But I said, "I feel like I want to sneak in a back door and crawl into heaven." And that's exactly how I feel at times with my own life. I'm so easy to fail with my prayer life or my soul winning life or my Bible life. Or I'm so prone to get lazy if I'm not careful. Moses is writing, we were in Deuteronomy on Wednesday night, I mentioned on Wednesday, Moses writes, this is a farewell book, it's 34 chapters, and it took only a couple days. And he writes this long dissertation, but he talks to these people today like they're backslidden people. Now I'm coming to you and asking you, are you backslidden? Have you slid back? There was a time that you really loved God, but you sort of slid back. Perhaps you're older now and you're tired. And I understand that. And you're worn out. You've taught Sunday school for 40 years. And you say, I'm gonna step aside. Let somebody else take care of it for a while. And I understand all that. But the truth is you're probably, just perhaps, you're backsliding. Perhaps you worked in the buses and maybe it won't work any longer. Maybe your family demands, but perhaps you're just getting out of the buses because you're backslidden. Perhaps you're getting out of the choir because you slid back. I don't want to go to choir rehearsal anymore. It is so easy to backslide. I am a living testimony of that. You're a living testimony of that. And the Bible says in chapter number 4 before us today, verse 28, "And there shall ye serve gods, the work of man's hand, wood, stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell." Moses is completing his journey, and he said, "I want you to know that you are going to backslide." Look what he says in verse number 22. "I must die in this land. I must not go over the Jordan. But ye shall go over and possess the good land. Take heed to yourself, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord." The Lord, verse 24, "The Lord thy God is a consuming fire. And when you beget children and children's children, And they shall remain long in the land, and ye have corrupted yourself. And God says you can corrupt yourself. It's easy to do. Amen. You see, the truth is, I've pastored here 50 years. I know that many of you, this is your last year in church. And you'll get tired of church, or tired of the preacher, or tired of the services. And you'll lay out on Sunday night or Wednesday night, and then you'll lay out Sunday morning, and before you know it, I've baptized 20,000 people. I've had probably at least 50,000 members in the years, maybe more. Where are they all? Some have died prematurely. Some have taken their lives. Some are in jails today. Some are backslidden today. Some are away from God. Some are on the boat today, or the ski lot, whatever it might, and they're away from God. And I don't fault those people. But I want to be faithful, my life first, faithful unto death. I want to be in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, to the day I die. And I'm getting closer and closer every day. I want you to know that it's easy to backslide. And the Bible says when you backslide, it's a man that basically, he corrupts his way, he corrupts the things of God, and a man is busy with pleasure, with sports, with sin, with partying, with laziness, but it's all backsliding. God gives us a formula. Moses says, I'm going to give you a formula to keep you from backsliding. I want that formula in my life. I want you to pray for my wife and I these days. We don't want to backslide. We don't want to get out of church. We don't want to have a good ministry. And then all of a sudden just say, well, it's time for her to get an RV and just go see America. My wife, thank God for her. She's a homebody. She doesn't want to go see America. We can watch it on TV. We don't need to go see it. There's a formula. And by the way, you're not wrong if you take a vacation. And you're not wrong if you get an RV. And you're not wrong if you get a boat. You're wrong if you go fishing. You're wrong if you go hunting. Can you imagine sitting in a tree stand all night long, freezing, when you could be in a nice warm bed? Go buy the meat. You know, God, Moses says you're going to corrupt yourself. I know you are, and your children, and your children's children. But I want to help you. Here's an old man writing. It'd be like me writing to you people. An old man writing to his people, say, I love you so much. But when I go to heaven, look down, I don't want to see you corrupting yourself. Here's a formula. Look at the formula. God tells us the formula in verse number 29. But if from thence thou shalt, here it goes, you're worshiping these idols and you're worshiping these things, but if it from thence thou shalt, what's the word? Seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt and him, if thou seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. To seek is to diligently search after. And when I become 80 and 85 and 90, I still want this Bible. I want to search after the Word of God. God shows me. I never saw this text before this week. But God shows me every day from his text, the Bible. That I talked to my father-in-law. He pastored the same church 57 years, a large church in Illinois. And I said to him after maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 or 20 years here, I said, now, Dad, how about, I'm teaching Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, elementary chapel, high school chapel, and I got all these things on me. And I said, when do I run out of material? I'm nervous about it. He said, you could preach this book a lifetime, you'll never run out of material. You can't preach for 50 years from a math book or a science book or from an English book. You imagine coming here in Sunday school, well, turn in your English curriculum to page number 275. And then you come to the morning service, now turn in your English book. And then tonight, turn in your English book. We would have zero crowd here. But this is God's love letter to man. I want to seek the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. I don't want God to be second in any area of my life. My Bible life, my prayer life, our financial giving, our free time. I don't want God second place. The older you get in life, the closer you get to heaven. I want God to be preeminent in my life. It says it right here, that in all things, he, Colossians 1:18, he might have the preeminence. We chose that verse in 1977, and this has been our church theme all these years, 49 years. He must be number one. He must be exalted. He must be magnified. He must be the highest. It's all about him. He. A child of God in your life today, maybe you're sad, backsliding, maybe you're sliding back a little bit. Would you begin to seek God with all your heart, with all your soul? Matthew 25:22, the Pharisees came and the lawyers came in there mocking Jesus. They said, what's the great commandment in it? What's the great commandment? And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Amen. With all your soul, with all your heart, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto the first. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You cannot legislate me to love you. I cannot be legislated to love you or you to love me. I can't love the Iranians. I can't love the Iraqis. I can't love the Afghanistan people. I can't love the Indians. I can't love the Filipinos. I can't love the Brazilians. I can't love anybody but the love of God. Oh, I tell you, our church would be very weak without the Filipinos, very weak without the Indians, very weak without the Brazilians, very weak without the Hispanics, very weak without the Chinese. And they all come, and we have ministries and all those. Hey, I thank God that God put a love in my heart for the world. Amen. That's by seeking God. Amen. No law is going to say, okay, I'm amazed. Well, that's a hate crime. You kill the person. That's going to be tried as a hate crime. They're all hate crimes. You take someone's life, that's a hate crime. But God says, I want you to seek first me. Will you this week begin to seek after God? He tells us a second thing. He says in verse 30, when thou art in tribulation. Let me stop. Are you in tribulation today? Cancer? MS? Parkinson's? We had another Parkinson's disease this week. Someone diagnosed with it. Parkinson's? When thou art in tribulation, when all these things are come upon thee, even the latter days, thou turn to the Lord. God wants me to turn to him.
Yes.
In my tribulation, in my trials, in my hard times of life, God says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful grace, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. You know, would you just turn to God? That's what God wants me to do. Hey, bus kids up here, I love you so much. Just turn to Jesus. Only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Only he can cleanse and make you whole. You can't turn to the sports. You cannot turn to the news. You cannot turn to pleasure. You cannot turn to drugs and to drink. That's not the place to turn. Turn to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus will walk with me down through the highway. Jesus will walk with me over the... He walks with me. He talks with me. I know I've never seen her. I've never heard her voice. That lady Oprah made fun of Jesus. Made fun because somebody said, some politician said, God speaks to me. She goes, God doesn't speak to me. I've never heard him speak. Oh, but he still speaks. He speaks to us through His Word. He speaks to us through the Holy Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit of God tells me every single day of my life, because my tongue can get me in trouble real fast. And I'll say, don't say that. And I'll say back to the Holy Spirit many times, I want to say it. But He said, but don't say it. That's the Spirit of God saying, turn to Me. So the first thing God says, to seek Him. The second thing God says through Moses is to turn to Him. The third thing He says in verse 30, the latter part, turn to the Lord thy God, and thou shalt be obedient unto His voice. We sang it Wednesday night in church, and we sang it last Sunday night after the offertory, obedience is the very, we sang it in high elementary chapel this week, and I love watching those kids, and they spell it out with sign language, and I'm up there doing O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E, and they look at me and say, you're doing it wrong, Pastor. But I know I'm doing it wrong, but I'm just moving my hands. But all those little kids, they can, I think that's O, I think, and I think that's B, I think, I'm not sure. They got it down. God says, children, obey your parents. Hey, young people today, are you obeying your parents? If not, you're sliding back away from God. You disobey your parents, you're sliding away from God. In our Sunday school class today, we said that a man is to honor his wife. That's to high esteem, the highest esteem that's known to man. I'm to have high esteem for my wife. That's. I'm not supposed to criticize her. I'm not to attack her. I'm not to ridicule her. I'm supposed to have high esteem for my wife. And God says, I want you to have high esteem for Me. And high esteem means I always, always will obey God. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do. My life, Lord, is yours to control. Amen. That's the best way to live. Amen. Today you have, God bless you folks, you're here. You have children that are not obeying God. You have children that have wandered away from God. They're grown now. You drag yourself to God's church and I watch you sing. It just revives my heart that you're still singing.
Amen. Amen.
Your hearts are broken. Yeah. So many of you buried your children already. Your children have died before you have died. And the sorrow, and yet you're still here. You obey God. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. God says, I want Jack, I want you to seek Me. Jack, I want you to turn to Me. Jack, I want you to obey Me. And there's a fourth thing, and I'll be done. Verse 32. For I ask now of the days that are past, which before, since the day that the Lord created thee upon the earth, ask from one side of heaven unto the other. Ask. I'm to ask God for the old days. When we used to have in America Sunday school. When we used to have in America Sunday night. When we used to have Wednesday night prayer meeting. When we used to have soul winning. We used to have choirs. We used to have orchestras. We used to have all those things. God says, I want to bring them back into your life. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles while you're right here, and we'll finish it up. Look what He says, verse number 22. I must die in this land. I shall not go over. Verse 23. Take heed to yourself, lest you forget the covenant. Make graven images. Verse 14, the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Verse 25, thou when thou beget children and the children's children, and they shall be long in the land and corrupted yourself. He said, I want you to be careful. Verse 15, take ye therefore good heed unto yourself. Verse 16, lest ye corrupt yourselves. Verse number 9, only take heed to thyself. Listen to yourself. You know, God says, son, you can stop from backsliding, but you're going to have to take heed to yourself. Don't take heed to your mate. Take heed to yourself. Don't take heed to your children, though pray for them and love them. Take heed to yourself. I've been saved my whole life. I mean, since I was a young kid, I got saved. Trusted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But I never could get a life verse, so I chose life verse. I chose this as a church verse for our church. I chose 3 John verse 4. When I write in your Bible, sometimes you'll say, Pastor, sign my Bible. That's a high honor. I feel so unworthy, but I write John verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. That's our verse. If I'm on the road out preaching, I always sign Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed to this world. That's the verse outside. But about 3 years ago, maybe 4, God gave me my life verse. Took all my life to get it. It's the verse that's in my diploma from college from 1918, whatever it was, a long time ago. But it's Acts 20, 24. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, here it is, so that I might finish my course with joy. I want to finish my course with joy. The pianist played that offertory this morning. I enjoyed that offertory. I enjoyed the choir opener. I enjoyed the choir song. I enjoyed Sister Naomi. I enjoyed that trio singing, those men. I enjoyed Brother Kahan singing. I enjoyed those 2 country boys playing the harmonica over there. I enjoyed it all. Amen. I enjoyed hearing Brother Luke. I enjoyed hearing Brother Swanson. I enjoyed hearing Brother Fanera read the Bible. Amen. I enjoyed church.
Amen.
Are you going to sell it to God? Because I tell you what, child of God, it's so easy to backslide. A logger was, I stayed in a hotel years ago. They were sending the logs. It was the spring of the year, but still cold out. They're sending the logs down the river. And they were piling them up and putting them all straight and nailing them together. And then they're floating them down the river the rest of the way. And I read the account where they're floating the logs to a organized place where they're going to nail them together and send them down, and all of a sudden they all got log jammed. One log got sideways, and when it got sideways, it just messed the whole thing up. And the man had to walk out there on top of the logs, and I watched him walking out my hotel room, and they walk out and they straighten that one log, and then they all fall back in place. Are you that log that needs to get straightened out? God wants to straighten your life out. And if you think I'm looking down on you, I'm preaching to myself more than I'm preaching to you today. As Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, I'll close you. You know the song on page 2 in our hymn book. You don't have to turn there. It says, some come thou fount of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy ever singing, songs of loudest praise. The man that wrote that, he wrote this song. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the path I love. The man wrote this great song. It's an old song. It's hundreds of years old. Isaac Watts, I believe, helped with it, but John Robertson wrote it. And John Robertson's Christian life was up and down, up and down, up and down. He just couldn't get the victory. And he wrote this song. They began to sing it in England, especially in churches, then brought it to America. They'd sing it all over the place. It's in our hymn book, the 2nd song. Prone to wander. John got away from God. He stopped going to church, stopped going to Sunday school, stopped going to reading his Bible, just stopped it. He really backslid. He was in London and just very despondent. And a beautiful young girl, he's an old man now, beautiful young girl came and said, "Sir, you look so troubled in your heart." He goes, "I am." And she said, no, unbeknownst that he wrote that song, he said, let me give you a song. And she sang him his song that he wrote. And she sang him the song, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the path I love." And he bowed his head and started weeping. He got right with God. He says, "Young lady, I wrote that song. And I've wandered away from God." He came back to God and lived for God the rest of his life. Are you backslidden? No, I'm not looking down on you today. I've never battled with drink, never battled with drink a day of my life, never touched it. Never drunk, never smoked a cigarette, never battled with drugs. But some of you in this room, that's your battle. And I ache for you, I just ache for you. You're a good person, but you want that bottle, you want that weed, you want that pot, you want something. And yet you love God, but you're prone to wander. I have other sins that so easily beset me. It's not drink. It's not alcohol. It's not pornography. Those things don't bother me. But we all have them. Our Father, I love these people. I love them so much. I'm so grateful to be their friend and their pastor. I pray for those that are here today that are backslidden. Moses is getting ready to die. He dies in just a few days, but he says, if you're not right with God, he said, just begin to seek God again and turn back to God and obey God and ask for the old ways and go back home. I've wandered far away from God, but now I'm coming home. The paths of sin too long I've trod. I wonder today, would you get right with God today?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.